Misschien moet er altijd wel iets ontglippen. En dat past dan weer mooi bij de volgende cd die ik wil presenteren als Hollandse nieuwe. Vienna van de Schekle. Een lied recital door Barbara Hennigan, sopraan, en Reimert de Leeuw, 80-jarige pianist. Hij is dit weekend gepresenteerd. Nee, het vorige weekend is hij gepresenteerd al. En ik vind hem zo bijzonder dat ik hem graag in de etalage wil zetten. Dus elke avond had ik één of twee liederen horen met commentaar van de sopraan, Barbara Hennigan. Die ik sprak een paar dagen geleden. Om te beginnen over, ja, dat is repertoire uit de Tweede Weense School. Schönberg, Berg, Weember en anderen. Maar er zit er ook eentje bij, die komt uit die andere eeuw, Wolf. Vier mignonliederen. Dat verwijst dan weer naar Goethe, het verlangen, het lijden van de jonge Werther. Uit die roman komt zij. Maar goed, ik legde om te beginnen aan Barbara Hennigan maar eens voor. Wat een geweldige componist dat toch is, die Hugo Wolf.
I mean, the complexity of what he was writing. You know, he went much further than Wagner. He was writing such chromatically difficult music to understand harmonically. And I was reading recently how when Hugo Wolf died, how important that moment was historically for Alban Berg, because Alban Berg and his group, they adored Hugo Wolf. So for us, with this program that Reimert made, this Viennese Fin de Siècle program, we put the Hugo Wolf songs at the end. In fact, they are the songs that were written first, and they're the songs that really set all of this metamorphosis in motion. I think it's this kind of character that I'm drawn to. She's similar to Mélisande. She's similar to Lulu. She's this character that we feel is surrounded by mystery. We don't know where she came from. We don't really know her story. We don't know if she's telling the truth. And of course, with Mignon, she is the consummate character who shows what is Sehnsucht. And this word that is so important in German poetry, and here we have her in the Goethe texts that were set by so many composers, you know, Schubert and Schumann being the most well-known until the Hugo Wolf settings. And this feeling of Sehnsucht being the very center of longing for something that you cannot have, longing to be with someone that you cannot be with, longing to be somewhere where you cannot be. You don't even know why you feel that. You don't even know what it's for. Again, it's this mysterious, melancholy feeling inside that is undefinable. I have many, many, many questions about her. And this is what I love, is to have constantly a whole barrage of questions that are in flux, that are changing, and the balance of those questions is constantly changing. But for me, I never am searching for definition, and I'm not searching for answers. I'm really just searching for more questions.
Twee mignonliederen van Ugo Wolf door Barbara Hannigan, sopraan, en Reinbert de Leeuw, piano, op de cd die zij onlangs hebben uitgebracht, Vienna, fin de siècle, met niet alleen werk van Wolf, maar ook Schönberg, Berg, Alma Mahler en anderen. Nou, in de etalage van Hollandse Nieuwe, dus morgenavond een nieuwe aflevering met een andere componist en commentaar van Barbara Hannigan.